Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No balls, two strikes. Volpe waits, Chapman sets. He throws. Swing and a miss, ball game over, and the Red Sox win the series in New York. A splitter blows Volpe away. The Red Sox offense erupts. 11 runs on 12 hits. They didn't want to use Chapman, but they're glad they've got him. And the Red Sox, after a disastrous start to this weekend, win the next two, and they take 2 of 3 from the first place Yankees.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Friday. Red Sox and Yankees return tonight here on WEEI. 3-game set at Fenway Park. And it feels like, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
We actually have a teeny tiny little bit of buzz to the rivalry.
I kind of think there is. I think too. Taking 2 out of 3. I mean, you're chasing them for this particular year. The Yankees are way out in front. Sox are 9.5 games back. So it's not been a good year for the Sox. We thought maybe this would be the top two teams in the division. That has not been the case. The Red Sox have let everybody down in that regard. But I definitely felt it like a little bit more. Now, we're grading on a curve. You know, it's like modern-day rivalries aren't what they used to be for all a thousand different reasons. But taking 2 out of 3 the last go-around, even though it's guys that are lower on the roster, like Hunter Dobbins and Jazz Chisholm, you're at least getting some kind of back-and-forth going on there.
And, well, you know the fans care about that.
They
you know
do.
Yankees fans care about Dobbins, even though he's just Hunter
they
Dobbins.
They oddly do care very much about
Yankees
it.
Yankees yeah. fans care about not guys not wanting to play for the Yankees,
yeah.
and then Red Sox fans loved it. And then you have the whole cover-up on top of it, so now Yankees fans can be like, he's a liar.
Yeah.
We've been talking, so I think that helps.
Well, his dad's a liar. He didn't know better, well, any better. He didn't know any better.
He should have known a little better.
He chose to ignore the truth. He did not dig
my any, best friend's Andy Pettit.
What? You may
never
Dad,
met
are we
him.
Ever gonna meet Andy
ever.
Pettit? I've never met your best friend wow. in my whole life. Like you'd think one of these days we just happen to run it, talk to him on the phone.
It's like, well,
oh, you just
yeah.
missed Andy. I had a great conversation
okay,
with Andy.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Andy. Bye.
Or it's one of those ones where he told somebody random that it was Andy Pettit, and oh, he's like, yeah, I have met Andy Pettit before, but not the real Andy Pettit.
Yeah, he's
oh,
a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Just a guy in a hat with like a really low hat. Like Andy Pettit used to do.
Yankee hat. He's like, he did everything with his right hand. It was very
yeah,
strange.
It was very odd.
I
guess he didn't want to be seen.
He wouldn't shake my hand with his left hand. He doesn't want to injure his throwing hand. That's why he shook with his right.
His dad lies about a lot of stuff, but he's on the mound tomorrow. So sort of like a guy that has become center stage somehow in this rivalry, you have him tomorrow. You have Garrett Crochet making his second start against the Yankees in a week and ever while wearing a Red Sox uniform tonight. So he's sort of like new to this rivalry. Plus Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony.
Okay,
now,
so
I don't know if they're going to be in the lineup, and we're going to be pissed when they're not, but they're sort of new to this whole thing as well. So, like, even though they're 2 games below 500, just the overall interest in the Red Sox is higher than it was 2 weeks ago.
Well,
and then you combine that with a series with the Yankees, and all that helps.
I think the Dobbins thing doesn't hurt, but I think the real reason that in Boston there's a little bit of buzz. The games are here.
Yep.
The Red Sox have played better over the last week. They just took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. They continued it, which is important, and took 2 out of 3 from the Rays. I didn't really think they were going to do that. I thought they'd be the same old Red Sox, win 2 out of 3, get swept by the Rays, and all their momentum's gone going into the weekend series. That's what I predicted. I was wrong. And you have on top of that Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony playing well. For now, we'll get to Roman Anthony and what Bradfo told us yesterday in a moment.
Yeah, the playing part.
But I think that's the real reason there's some buzz. The Red Sox have some young, interesting players. They're playing better. And on top of it, you just had the Yankees last week. There's a little bit of back and forth, sniping between the players and the newspapers and the media in the two cities. So I just think there's a little bit to it. I'm not telling you it's 2003-04. That's never happening again. But I'm telling you, compared to just last week, there's a little more buzz to this. Compared to last season, there's probably a little bit more buzz. That's all I'm saying, just a little bit of it, which I'm interested in. Now, on top of that, we have the discussion about Roman Anthony, which you just brought up. How many games are he and Meyer even going to play in this series? Because the Yankees have all lefties. We've been talking about that for the last couple of days.
If they don't start tonight, I got a bad feeling. Because tonight you have the worst of the three starters.
I bet they start tonight.
You do? You bet?
I bet they're both in the lineup tonight.
Oh, I am terrified that they're not going to start at
all. I would bet.
Because Cora said yesterday.
Not 100 clams.
Not 10 hams.
Not
a PS5.
No.
But Cora was like, we will like figure it. But he also was like, Roman Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder are killing lefties this year.
Right.
They've been very good against lefties.
But the
You're
only
trying
way,
to win these games.
The only way to get those guys in the lineup, Bradfo said this yesterday too. The only way to get those guys in the lineup isn't sitting down Meyer and Anthony. There's a million ways to get those guys in the lineup.
So I agree.
You could sit down Abraham Toro, which I wouldn't do. You could sit down Rafaela or Story. Or you could sit down...
Jaron Duran. Listen to this.
You could sit down Duran if you wanted to. Yeah, that's another good one. Yes.
I was crunching some numbers.
Okay.
Here,
Rich Keefe Stats and Info.
Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department. Red Sox hitters with an OPS under 700 against left-handers.
Neither of us, by the way, said Christian Campbell. That's another one. But yeah, there's a lot of ways you could get those guys in the lineup with the two young guys. Yes, go ahead.
So guys, not this won't be everybody. But these are some of the players with an OPS under 700, right? Because everybody was propping up Roman Gonzalez, Rob Refsnyder over 900 against lefties, which is great. So you want those guys in there. Guys that are hitting under 700 OPS would include Christian Campbell, Abraham Toro, and Jaron Duran. So those are three guys that you might just immediately pencil in. I know Duran's a lefty, but he's an everyday player and he's a center fielder. He should probably play two of the three games. Campbell, I mean, I know that changes things in the field-wise because it seems like you have a bunch of outfielders with Roman Anthony and there's maybe less roster flexibility right now in the infield because you also wouldn't want to put David Hamilton out there. He's another guy that he's not hitting lefties. But Duran, Campbell, and even Toro, as hot as he is another guy to consider sitting versus a lefty. So I just don't want to run and hide from Meyer and Anthony because one of the reasons why they weren't called up earlier is because you want them to play every day. And now that Abreu and Bregman are still hurt, you're still going to sit them for a whole series because it doesn't line up properly?
Well, and now I said I would bet on this. Now the more we're talking this out.
They're not going to be in there.
One of the two of them are in there.
Too. Okay. I really hope you're right.
But, and if they're not, you're right. It's a terrible sign because this is the softest throwing lefty. As Nick said yesterday, he throws like 55 miles an hour. What are we down to? What are we down to now? Yeah, he throws, exactly.
All right, what about this?
Parent pitch.
Could you see this? Meyer at third, Romy at first, and Refsnyder in the outfielder. And then Refsnyder
in one singular outfielder, playing bench warmers
tonight. In the outfield, and then Toro gets the night off. Because we've seen Cora even sit guys that are hot.
Like, I can absolutely
see that in years past, so
I mean, you could toy around with Roman Gonzalez at second base if you wanted to. Like, you could get Campbell out of there and get rid of. There's a lot of different ways to get these guys into the order.
Campbell not hitting has been a brutal.
So there's a lot of ways to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you that's what Cora's going to do tonight, but the idea that, like, well, you got to get Romy and Ref in there, first of all, I think is a little silly, but fine. Let's even give you that.
Yeah, but those guys do mash lefties. That's their job.
The only way to get them in is to sit the kids down. That's not the only way to do it. There's a lot of other ways to get that done. Now, I'm also fearful big picture.
Yeah.
I wasn't until we talked to Bradfo yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He mentioned this.
Bradfo came on yesterday and said, hey, you like Roman Anthony?
I do.
His family's super fun.
Great.
The whole experience is pretty great.
Anthony's kid?
Yeah. Don't get used to it.
The bigger question, guys, that nobody's talking about is all this Roman Anthony hype, you know, with the family and the sister and everything else and the player. Well, it can all come to a screeching halt here in a couple of days.
Okay, this actually dovetails into what I was just about to ask. You're saying when Abreu comes back, they could send him down? Is that what you're implying?
Yeah.
Okay. When Bregman and Abreu were back, how does it all fit together? But you, why would they send him down when Abreu comes back? Why would they do that?
Well, because they've landed at that same spot where they were before. This was the same spot where I said, hey, Red Sox, I'll give you the solution. Move Sidon Rafaela to the infield, send Christian Campbell to the minor leagues, and you have Roman Anthony. That's my solution. But they dug in on not doing that, and when Willie Abreu comes back, they'll probably have the same exact situation. There's no easy answer to this. And I know that people will be twice as up in arms, probably, especially if he does anything, by the way, in the next few games. But to answer your question, Adam, like, this is – nothing's changed. Like, unless they make a trade, unless someone else gets hurt, whatever it is, nothing's changed.
So
obviously something has changed. Like, you sort of broke the seal. He's no longer just a minor leaguer. He has played in the majors.
And he's contributed directly to wins.
Now, it might – let's say he plays a couple games this series and a couple games next series, and then Abreu's healthy, and you look up and he's 1-for-25.
Yeah, then...
Different story.
Then I am okay with that.
But if he socks two dingers, like his friend Marcelo Meyer did the other night, that's also a different story. So I was very much of the mind, once these guys get called up, they're going to stay here. Obviously, unless it's a disaster, but Christian Campbell's had a pretty long leash at it. He has struggled big time over the last month plus. He's still up here. I'm hoping Meyer, even when Bregman returns, and I know Bregman is out way longer than Willie Abreu is, but I'm hoping they make room for Meyer, give him a different position to play. If Bregman's playing third, that's fine. But I don't want to send these guys back down.
No. You just brought up the perfect example. If Anthony goes hitless for the Yankees series and he's 1-for-25 and Abreu's coming back, maybe you do look at sending him down.
Yeah.
But if Anthony looks like he looked in the three games, and I think he looks pretty comfortable at the plate the first two games. Not as much, honestly, in the final game against Tampa. But if he looks how he's looked, he looks like he belongs up here.
Yeah.
And he's more than proven that he doesn't belong in Worcester anymore. He's ready to be promoted. Right. I would be frustrated with that. But that tells you maybe how the Red Sox are thinking about it.
Can I address a mean text from a moron?
I think I know the one you're talking about. I think.
You're the one who's like, Toro's a switch hitter,
Toro's
you donkey.
Toro's a switch hitter, donkey.
Yeah. I just gave you his numbers against lefties, right, which would suggest you can sit him against lefties.
Yeah.
Even though he is overall on fire.
For his career. Yeah. You gave his number for this year. His OPS is below 700, yeah, and he's locked in. He's like 6-for-21 against lefties. No, he hits right-handed pitching much better.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a 603 for his career, OPS. For his career.
I mean, a donkey.
Against lefties.
Actually, you know what? We kind of stumbled into this. Could you beat up a donkey?
Definitely not. Those things are so strong. Were you kidding me? Plus, you got to stay
you
away.
Kicked once.
I was going to say, and you stay.
Oh,
from,
you get.
You
kicked.
Can't walk behind it because those things are just.
They'll poof. Kick you.
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right, forget it.
Yeah,
and they'll spit on you too, right? Got to pay extra for that.
That was Michael B. Jordan, or that's Haley. Which one? Which one's which?
Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Nick's focused on that.
Well, I mean, the wedding. It's very apparent in the movie.
Nick mentions it twice a day.
On the air. Off the air. It's so much more. Okay. I thought you were going to talk about these.
No, one other text. That was the one that stood out to me. I mean, you call me a donkey. I'm going to read it.
Okay, good. I thought you were going to talk about some of these other very mean texts.
It's, you know, par for the course.
Let's see. Jones killed the old afternoon show. That's talking about things that I would kill or wouldn't kill. I said very famously, I don't
Was that
like
the
to,
biggest thing?
To kill anything. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Jones has killed a few sex drives in his day. That's from our buddy Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
I thought you were talking about some of those mean texts.
Nope. Chuck weighing in. Very good.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Chuck. Couldn't do it without you, Chuck.
It's just mean. It's a Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Maybe that's what's in the water.
Maybe
out
that's
there.
What
people
it is.
Yeah, they're a little nervous.
All right, maybe. 617-779-7937. Is there a little buzz to the rivalry? Yes or no, and why is that? It does feel like there's a bit of it. I think it's heavily related or highly related to Meyer and Anthony being here. How much do they play this weekend? And, oh, by the way, Rob Bradford says Anthony might get sent down when Willie Abreu comes back, which would take that momentum right away. Bob is in Londonderry on our Celtics discussion. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. I was just curious if you'd agree to a degree with my assessment. Watching the basketball playoffs now, do you see that the Celtics are in probably not in bad shape, but in much worse shape than even the benefit of a doubt than what you're seeing when you compare to what you're seeing now? Remember, they were the defending champs. They really went by the wayside softly, embarrassingly, and come this season, they're going to be a year older, a year slower, And there's so many unanswered questions now. If I was a Celtics fan, much like the Bruins, look, watch the hockey. This is all obvious that the Bruins are near anywhere of what we're seeing.
I didn't understand where he was going.
I agree about that. The Celtics, though. The Celtics are way closer than the Bruins are.
That's not to let the Celtics off the hook for
last year. That was a bad Knicks series.
And it's not all injuries. The Celtics are going to lose to the Knicks fully stocked. But if they are engaged and they play the way they should play and not like jackasses, they can definitely beat Indiana, I think.
The Pacers might win the title, and I love Tyrese Halliburton, but I mean, Jaylen Brown is close to that, and if you get Tatum back in 2 years, he's better than he is.
And if Indiana can beat OKC, and they're up right now 2-1, I don't think they're a million miles away. The Bruins are a million miles away. The Celtics are still knocking on the door. You
Bruins
gotta wait.
Are a long ways away.
You obviously need Tatum healthy. I think they're going to be a four seed next year in the East. Call it 48-50 wins, something like that. Yeah. I think they're going to do that without Tatum. With Tatum, they're a title contender, assuming he's anything approaching the player he used to be. So the Celtics, to me, are not a million miles away. They do need to correct some things. They need to be motivated. They need to not play like jackasses.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, they're right there.
Yeah, I don't compare the two.
I thought he was saying, don't waste your time, or I thought he was about to say, don't waste your time watching the NBA Finals. Watch the Stanley Cup Final.
No,
I thought that's what he was about to say.
He was saying
when you watch the Bruins.
He thinks it's bad for both teams here, watching
championship
games.
I don't watch Indiana and go, the Celtics shouldn't hang with that. Not at all.
The Aaron Nesmith. I'm like, oh, no, look out. Like, they're great, and like they're a tougher team than a lot of people sort of gave them credit to, and they were definitely the most slept-on team in the regular season because everybody's talking about Cleveland, Boston, even New York a little bit. Nobody talked about Indiana. So, like, they deserve a lot of credit, but I don't look at them like, man, they have a stranglehold on the East for years to come. Well, I don't look at it that way.
No. Now, Indiana healthy with Halliburton is a lot different than Indiana 2 years ago without Halliburton.
Oh,
I hope Celtics fans see that now.
Of course.
But, no, they could still beat that team, I believe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, I addressed it yesterday. It is what it is. They're trying to find stuff that happened in the early 90s and, you know, lower level minor league baseball. So it's like, I don't care what they say. I've never really cared what the media 2 hours south of here says anyways. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it hasn't fazed me at all. I'm just ready to go for Saturday.
What did your dad say? What did he say? Have you talked to him and said, hey, Dad, like, you know, this is going on. What do I do here? Or you're like, yeah, it's my dad. I love him. I don't care. Father's Day is on Sunday. I'm going to pitch great on Saturday for you.
It's been more of that. It's, you know, I don't even care enough to even bring it up. I mean, it's like at the end of the day, he's my dad. I'm ready to go on Saturday, enjoy Father's Day with him on Sunday. And I mean, I could not care less.
Hunter Dobbins on Foul Territory, the discussion with AJ Pierzynski.
Yeah, I couldn't care less. I couldn't care less about anything in the world. It's not even on my mind. I haven't thought about it once.
It is amazing. Like, it's like, oh, you're going to beat up the kid. He's just a kid. His dad lied to him
for years.
Yeah,
he lied to him his entire life.
But again, do you think his name's really Hunter?
Maybe not.
I think it's really
his dad.
I don't even know what to believe anymore. But the kid never thought of looking up his dad's baseball reference page, Wikipedia page,
yeah, right.
Anything. He's never like, hey, Dad, how come I've never met your best friend, Andy Pettit? Like, all of that's so, that's all yeah. so weird.
And like, it
at
wasn't.
At some point, it is on him to be like,
yeah, no, it is.
This doesn't add up.
It is hilarious. It is one of the funnier stories of the year because there's also the fact that he is so anti-Yankee that this wasn't like told to him once.
No, he's
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if like your dad made up a story or like embellished a story, exaggerated a story, and he's like, yeah, the pitcher
turned the Yankees off every time they're on. He's like, blah.
Yeah, no, he must have.
Yeah,
for him to say, tell reporters that I will never play for the Yankees, right. Like, I hate them.
Right.
I just was born to hate the Yankees because my dad got screwed by the Yankees twice. His dad probably talked about it all the time. And now he just found out very publicly that his dad's a liar, and he's like, yeah, I don't even care about it. So you cared enough to say you wouldn't play for that team if they were the only team to offer you money.
Your whole identity has been flipped upside down.
It's upside down.
It's Clayton,
you got to change course.
It's Clayton Bigsby, really, is what it is.
Go emo.
All of a sudden, you feel like what you hated your whole life.
Turn into like a goth kid. Yeah, you got to change your whole thing.
It's really just
whatever you were doing, it's over. Yeah, you got to have like a lot of questions now.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, remember that time you said this to me? That had to be wrong. He's like, yeah. Sit down, son. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to fill you in on. Son.
You know your mom?
Yeah.
We're not married.
Like, I hate...
she's an actor.
You're like, wait, what? Yeah, this whole thing is like the Truman Show.
You know your mom?
Yeah?
No, you don't.
I don't. Like, I don't even. We stole you. We stole you a long time ago from somebody. Like, what? Yeah, it's not great. But he gets to go again. So, like, this whole story that probably could have, like, faded away. Like, so... New York and ESPN made it a big deal because they didn't really have a lot going on mm-hmm. as far as like this rivalry mm-hmm. and the juice yeah. is concerned. So they hype it up. Then, you know, the New York Post looks into it. Then Hunter Dobbins has to like respond to it. Then he even goes on another show. That's where we just played that cut from with AJ Pierzynski, where Hunter Dobbins is filming this in like a tree stand. And then if they like didn't play the Yankees again until August, it might go away. But they're right back
they're right
at
back
it,
in
and
it.
He pitches tomorrow.
He's somewhat fortunate. I made the joke earlier where I'm like, it's going to be half Yankees fans in Fenway wow. anyway, where he's going to get booed by Yankees fans in his own ballpark. But he's fortunate that it's not flipped, where it was Fenway last week and now it's New York.
Yeah.
But no, anybody who feels bad for Hunter Dobbins, the kid was playing into the thing last week. He's still playing into it, as you just said.
Yeah.
And so, like, please. I don't.
He's not a kid. I mean, he's older than Belichick's girlfriend. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he can rent a car. He's all right.
Who, bigger liar. This was texted in earlier today. Is it Manti Te'o?
Oh.
Or Lance Dobbins?
Probably Lance Dobbins.
You think
right?
so? A bigger liar than Manti Te'o?
Was Manti Te'o like fooled?
Well, at some point he was lying.
Yeah, but he was also really fooled. Lance wasn't fooled. Hunter was fooled.
Good point.
So Lance Dobbins,
you know what,
is a liar. Manti Te'o was
got catfished.
You're right.
Catfish.
No,
he was Lance, the original catfish.
Hang on. Lance is the cousin in this scenario, right? He's Lene Kukua.
Lene Kukua.
Yeah. And Hunter Dobbins is Manti Te'o. Where at some point he's probably knowingly carrying out a lie.
Yeah.
But he's just too deep into it.
Sports like adjacent
Hunter,
stories.
Hunter Dobbins is Manti Te'o. We got it.
Is Manti Te'o the greatest story like involving sports? That's not about like a game.
Keith, it was the first
ever Kiefer Madness
trivia question.
Legitimately,
for all the listeners out there, was the first ever Kiefer Madness guy was Manti Te'o. Yes,
which makes so much sense, and it was great. But like, I don't like that's hard to top.
It's hard to tell.
Like, as far as like wild stories involving an athlete off the field.
On a scale
of, the last Dobbins one's way lower down, but it is just funny.
On a,
way lower
on a scale of one to Teo. Where is that was the original idea of Kiefer Madness, a scale of one to Teo.
Every single segment was gonna end with on a scale of one to Teo.
Honestly, real missed opportunity.
We should bring it back.
Why didn't we do that?
On a one to Teo. Well, what happened was
one to Teo, where does Lance Dobbins, Hunter Dobbins fit in?
We thought we were gonna get so many weird sports stories that's what Kiefer Madness was gonna be. And then by like the third week we're like, there's a pretty good alien story. Let's just do that. And we like aborted the sports thing.
It's a pretty good story about this lady pooping on her front porch.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Let's go with that. No more weird sports stories.
So yeah, we scrapped that. But on a one to Teo, Hunter Dobbins,
three.
Yeah, three. Yeah, I'd say three.
Okay,
because it's funny, but like, I don't know. And maybe it'll be remembered. I feel like years from now there'll be like a good somebody will have a good obscure reference. But like, who told you that, Lance Dobbins?
It'll kill.
It'll absolutely crush.
It'll crush.
So hang on to that. Put that in your back pocket. Who told you that? Lance Dobbins?
All right, so
it reminds me of Seinfeld when they were talking about Titanic, and George is like, so that old lady, what was she, just like a liar? yeah, kind of.
So Dobbins pitches Saturday, Crochet tonight.
So that's good stuff. That's a good 1-2 punch.
Apparently, Keith, you wouldn't know this by watching the game, but apparently Garrett Crochet actually pitched really well in his last start against the Yankees.
I was a little confused by that.
It's one of his worst starts of the year. Objectively, it's just one of his worst starts of the year. He gave up 5 runs in 6 innings.
It's the most runs he's given up in a Red Sox uniform.
But he actually pitched really well.
Maybe his best.
Okay.
Any other park, that's a fly-up. I'm just saying.
Nick loves how big the ballpark is.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, good news for Garrett Crochet. He never has to pitch in Yankee Stadium again. So that's just something. That's something he's never going to have to deal with ever again in his career.
Well, not tonight.
Is that specific ball? No, not tonight. But again,
that ball's hitting Fenway tonight. That's a routine fly ball.
Well, unless you hit it right down the line and wrap it around basketball, and then it's a home run. Yeah, unless Roman Anthony's anywhere near it.
He won't be playing.
Yeah, good point.
He's going to be watching this game.
But
sadly.
So I am just curious to see how Crochet bounces back, because if he doesn't, and maybe he doesn't even need to bounce back, maybe Lou and Cora and everybody are right. It was actually a really great start.
Yep.
Text line was yelling at us about it earlier. Did you even watch?
Yeah, no.
Did you watch?
Fox Yankees.
Yeah, no, I watched. I don't know. Call me crazy. 5 runs in 6 innings is not that good to me.
Right.
But let's see how he pitches tonight. Because if he doesn't, this has crossed my mind. And I'm not saying he's Gerrit Cole. But I have started to think about what if he just struggles with this matchup. He's lights out against everybody.
Yeah.
He's a Cy Young candidate. Breaks through and wins a Cy Young. He pitches well in a ton of big games. Except against your rival. And if he doesn't pitch well tonight, I'm going to start to wonder that even more. If he pitches great tonight shuts down the Yankees, I'll go, okay, well, whatever. It was one bad start. No harm. You're allowed some bad starts. It just happened to be against the Yankees. They're a good team. It's a good lineup. No harm, no foul. If it continues tonight, can he handle the rivalry?
Right.
It's a fair thing to continue to ask and wonder about until he actually pitches well in it.
And I would still sign up for that. I'm not saying this will be the case either, but like Gerrit Cole just destroys everybody else.
If Crochet was Gerrit Cole, awesome against everybody but struggles against your rival, you'll take it right now.
Yeah, you take it. You try to figure it out. Maybe it's like, you know, smoke and mirrors, and if you have to face them in the playoffs and you beat them. But it's not like you play that team as many times anymore. And if you're a Cy Young winner, like he could still win the Cy Young. Like Gerrit Cole, did he win the Cy Young despite getting like destroyed by the Red Sox?
Yeah.
So you can still do that. I do like the uptick in Gerrit Crochet strikeouts. Right, because...
Yeah, I will give it his last start, and this is what people are talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not more important than the runs he allowed, but he did have 9 strikeouts against 1 walk in his last start.
But even the last 3 starts, it's 11 Ks, 12, and then 9 against the Yankees. So, like, that is on the upswing. He doesn't walk a lot of guys, never really does. But, yeah, I mean, he did allow 5 runs over 6 against the Yankees. So I'm not going to say that's a great start.
What?
But overall...
What?
Like,
what do you mean that's not a great start? That's an awesome start.
It's not even a quality start, as it turns out. It's sub-quality. But, no, this is a big one for him. Like, they kind of need to win this series, right? To keep any kind of, like, positive momentum going. You don't really predict or demand sweeps in baseball, even against bad teams. Like, hey, just win the series because it's such a long year. But they won the series with the Yankees. They lost the very next game. You're like, oh, crap, here they go again. But then they won back-to-back games, and they got pretty good starts at a Giolito and Buehler. So they need to keep this going. And if they can win this series, they'd still be below 500. Right, like if they just take 2 out of 3, they'll be 1 game out, but they'll be a game closer to the Yankees. It'll be piling up series wins, and you'd say, all right, middle of June, like you're kind of at least trending in the right direction finally.
So Gerrit Cole, in a 9-year stretch, he had kind of a one island season in 2015 where he was fourth in the Cy Young, then a couple of years where he didn't get Cy Young votes. But then he went, starting in 2018, mm-hmm.
First year of the Astros, right?
Yep. First year of the Astros after he got out of Pittsburgh. He went 5-2, 4-2, 9, and then won the Cy Young in 2023. He also got down ballot, nothing even higher than 10. But down ballot MVP votes in 4 of those years.
Yeah, he's kind of nasty. Now, he would have bad games against the Red Sox, and he'd have some bad playoff games. So people are like, oh, he sucks and he's overpaid. But look, for the most part, the guy was pretty nasty.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look,
I think
I would probably take it too, but like, I think it's fair. Until we see him do it, it's fair to say, can he handle the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry? Look, until he did it, I was wondering if he could handle being a full-time hoss, an ace, a lead dog.
He is
a
hoss.
And it turns out he is a hoss. He's doing it. Yeah, I believe it now.
No, but it's a fair question because his time in Chicago, it's like not only did he not play in the playoffs, like he never pitched a meaningful game. Like there was not a single game in Chicago where you're like, ooh, big series. No, it wasn't.
And maybe the first series of the year.
Yeah, maybe like, are we going to lose more games than the Cleveland Spiders of like the 1800s? Like, that was what they were going up against.
That's true.
So they were horrible. And then in the second half last year, they're like, you're only going to throw 4 innings anyway. So he never was. And like, how many people do you think were even in the stands for those White Sox games? 20?
Yeah, not many. Yeah, that's probably about right.
So like, Sox Yankees is, even though the games are in June, it's as big a game as Crochet's pitched in the majors.
So you can weigh in on that. What do you expect out of Crochet tonight? Red Sox and Yankees. How much do we see Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer? Could Roman Anthony get sent back down? And is there some actual buzz to the series? One text here, 617-779-7937.
Yeah.
I forgot, because I haven't heard this, but we got a text that said, shout out to you guys for the Dong Report Open yesterday. It was incredible. I lost my Dongginity.
Oh, boy.
Dong
Report's back.
But is it just me? Are we the only people in the open? I haven't heard
you're
open.
Not.
Oh, okay, we're not.
No, we provided our voice to the Dong Report.
Made like cameos.
As the co-creators of the Dong Report.
Because I watched some of the clips on Arcan's social media last night. I didn't see the actual open, but I saw some clips from it.
I'll have to take a listen.
It's a big night.
It's huge.
15 home runs and then a late breaker.
There was a late breaker?
There was a late breaker.
Oh,
yeah.
Fittingly.
It was very
That's very,
very
exciting.
You can't have a first night of the Dong Report.
The most excited I've ever been.
617-779-7937. You can jump in there. Check out the Dong Report on the Odyssey app. Just go find Arcan's show. You'll see it there. And we'll get to... Oh!
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
It's a little flat.
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town.
Dongs, Dongs, the Dongs, Dongs, the Dongs, Dongs, the Dong, 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 Wow.
They play that every night?
Not every Thursday.
Every Thursday, okay, yeah. Space it out.
Yeah.
Space it out a little bit.
I gasped when Braverman came in. I wasn't expecting that.
You weren't ready for the Braverman?
No, I wasn't ready for Braverman in there.
Oh, by the way, I think Braverman sent in a grab bag.
Oh,
did you get that one, Nick?
Yeah, I haven't rolled him in yet.
Okay.
I haven't listened to him.
No, I haven't listened to it either.
It doesn't matter.
Save it for the air.
When do we listen to him?
Save it for the air.
Yeah, just react to him live.
Very good.
Well, what an open. That was more of you and I than I expected.
Mostly us. Yeah.
Okay, wow, okay. Anyways, we got the week in review next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! We gotta go. Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Wow, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe's WEEI. Let's take a look back at some of the highlights, including... Back on Monday, Jones, we had a caller. Now, this has been cut down a little bit for time. We spent a lot of time with this gentleman. He had a lot to get off his chest.
Some would say too much.
Maybe.
Some would say not enough.
Hi, good morning, guys. I have four or five things I want to talk about.
Wow. Mount Rushmore.
Do not shut me off before we talk about Trevor Story's weak knee and a cortisone shot. But anyway.
Well, maybe start with that.
What they're in New York this morning, the story is... that the Yankees gave up more runs in the series against the Red Sox than has happened at least 2 weeks ago when Marcello came up. I looked at the Worcester batting average statistics.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this morning when Toro came up, he had 9 home runs.
Uh-huh.
When Marcello came up, he had 9 home runs,
right,
in 40, each of them in 40 games. There's a first baseman named Hickey I've never heard of who also has 9 home runs. And
the second point or also into the third?
My second point is he's not as prolific. My father used to take us to see the Yankees in the 60s, July 4th.
Were you there for the Roger Maris game? Were you there for Maris?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So anyway.
Trevor Story, please. What's that point, please?
Trevor Story.
There it is.
Trevor Story. In the last several weeks, he's gone to his backhand, and he goes to his knees. Now, he does what nobody ever does. He rotates around clockwise 360.
No, 5
he
points.
He said we could let him go when he got to the Trevor Story point. Trevor Story has bad knees.
Oh, you tricked him. So Nick had to do a good job cutting a lot of that down.
I still don't get his Trevor Story point. He's got a weak knee.
All right. Yeah, I guess.
I don't even get it.
What's your favorite part of that call?
Well,
I'll give you 5 options.
Okay.
Is it saying you have 4 or 5 takes? Is it saying don't cut me off until, and then he sort of teases a take?
I didn't care for either of those.
Is it the whistling?
It's 100. Okay. Re-listening, it's 100% the whistling.
Or telling us what the topic was on New York radio. It was like, great.
Also just mentioning, he's like, Hickey, I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
I like
also
that too.
Also at 900. The whistling is amazing. That's a lot of whistling.
It was more than I remembered, yeah.
Yeah.
Say Steve Sachs.
And also... Please don't. Also, that was when I think Brian was in for Terp, and he was just, he had the Abe Simpson
snoring on the Twitch. Yeah,
on Twitch and
nice.
YouTube. We also had the 30th head coach of the Boston Bruins introduced.
Yeah.
Marco Sturm.
Big moment.
And here's what Don Sweeney had to say about Marco Sturm.
I am very proud and pleased.
Same. I am also... Plowed and pleased.
If you want to sell your hire, that's how you do it.
I am very plowed and pleased.
All right, we were talking bugs earlier today, right?
Yeah.
You, Jones is
like kill him.
Jones is like Norman Bates at the end of Psycho, where he's like, I wouldn't even harm a fly. Hasn't killed anything in his life. Apparently, there was a little bit of a situation though with Shime earlier this week.
Oh,
what's the matter?
Uh oh,
what is going on?
There's a mouse in the house.
Is it a mouse?
I've never seen two grown men jump like that over a mouse.
Is that what it is? It's got
It was one of these, like,
Have you ever seen the giant insects with like a million arms hairy?
It wasn't even a mouse.
Oh, it was a centipede.
No. It just
That's embarrassing. That's worse than your golf.
I hate insects, Greg. I'm out on insects. This thing scared the bejesus out of me.
How old are you?
I turned 33 in a month.
It's a freaking centipede, you loser.
Nope. These things have like antenna and it's nasty, but I killed it. Don't worry, we're good.
A lot of bugs and a lot of mice in this building.
Yeah. We are in the basement.
That thing was like, it wasn't like a centipede, because centipedes are just all legs. This thing has like hair and antenna.
Yeah, it's a silverfish, I think.
That's what it's called. Yeah, that thing.
Did you kill it?
Oh, yeah, I tossed a binder on top of it.
Right. Oh, gosh, that's going to be a messy cleanup.
I don't care.
You know what was great is...
I didn't kill it with my own body. I chucked a binder on top of it.
Do you know what Sean tried to describe it initially? He said it has like 100 arms. Wouldn't you thought it'd be more legs right away?
I didn't know.
Like, does an ant have 6 legs or 6 arms?
And he clearly said a centipede is all legs.
It's all arms. Look at this thing. It's like 1,000 arms.
He also made it apparent that when we walked in, he's like, I threw a binder at it. Yeah. The afternoon show binder, not yours.
Oh, afternoon binder. I was actually just about to ask that. Which binder was it? I was just about to ask that. Wow, okay, good to know.
Each show has its own binder. Apparently, the afternoon show is covered in bug guts.
A silverfish I would kill.
Silver, you have to.
That I would kill.
It's a sign
mosquito,
from,
like you said, I would kill. But yeah, most things I'm trying, I'd catch them.
Satanic, yeah. Those things.
They're fast. They're super fast. I don't want that thing crawling around.
We also got to hear Jones's impression of me earlier this week. I was just a couple minutes tardy because I was attending a big kindergarten share day, which is very exciting. They sang a song. We got to see all the stuff they were working on. It was great.
Yeah.
And so I missed just a couple minutes of the show, and so I was able to hear this.
Are you ready for Roman Anthony's debut, Keith? Yeah, I sure am. Really exciting day for the Red Sox. Where's Rich? He's not here yet.
Big day for the Red Sox. Big repeat performance by the Red Sox. Very predictable that they go out and lose after taking 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Roman Anthony.
I thought so.
Now a Boston Red Sox.
6.5 hours later.
In fact, I contemplated breaking out the glitter guns today. If the Red Sox would have won, or Roman Anthony would, I don't know, had a hit, maybe a home run, I contemplated bringing out the glitter guns, but it would have been weird if I did that by myself. You don't want to fire off a glitter gun solo, Keith. That's not what
you know. What I
do.
Don't care for is that Keith impression right off the rip.
You didn't like that?
I was listening.
I thought it was accurate.
Didn't sound anything like me. That's not what I sound like.
I wanted people to
close
think
your eyes. It's spot.
Yeah, I wanted people to think you were here. Is what I wanted.
Is that me?
I didn't want people to say there was no Keith and then like change the station or something. I wanted them to think you were right here in person. No.
I was like Tim Robinson in the sketch when he has the flaps and the hat.
What the hell?
Yeah, I sure am. Really exciting day for the Red Sox.
Now you say something, Rich.
Yeah, don't do the voice.
Unbelievable. Pretty good.
Can never show up late again. Also, a huge topic.
Yeah, next time, just stay
just
away.
Get here
time.
At 10.
Yeah.
The huge topic, of course, was the Roman Anthony not only making his debut, but his family was in attendance. His father, Anthony, his brother, Anthony, his sister, Leah Anthony, who was also a guest of the station earlier this week.
To much controversy.
I didn't realize
that. A lot of hand-wringing over that.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that coming.
The people on their soapbox.
But yeah, so we had a lot of discussion.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
All right, Will, calm down, would you? Jeez.
Nice.
It's a big moment for everybody.
Nice.
Would you chill out?
Get in line, Will.
Yeah.
Turned into Brent Musburger there for a minute.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
My word.
I actually can. Well, I'm focused on the beautiful game of baseball and watching these prospects come up and hit. That's what I'm focused on. The guys that are out there on the diamond.
Perusing TMZ, Red Sox rookie Roman Anthony's sister steals the spotlight at the game. Now, I was unaware of this. You didn't notice? This is something that I did not happen to pay any mind to whatsoever.
Yeah, that would be his sister, Leah Anthony.
Now, I've not seen any of these. This is for work reasons only.
Yeah, right.
I think Terp's done a good job with work research here, identifying some of her photos.
I also have it on good authority that Bill Belichick just subscribed to the NESN app. I think Bill's going to be sniffing around Fenway Park.
Jordan's going through the credit card statement, and she's like, wait, what's this, NESN 360?
Yeah, I just love the Sox now. I watch all the Sox games.
I watch the Sox. I watch Charlie Moore.
She's probably the same age
as Jordan. I can't wait to watch the Bruins.
I don't know. The age is unknown. I'm not going to.
We're not talking about this.
Yeah. See, I'm with Will. Yeah. I'm more of the, look at the mom. Let's check out the moms. That's right. Moms.
Yeah, nailed it.
Moms is where it's at. Finally, Jones, let's get to our brag of the week.
Oh,
this
good.
One comes courtesy of Rob Bradford, who joins us every Thursday during the baseball season.
I was emceeing the Cape Cod League Manager's Brunch.
Sick brag, bro.
Rob Bradford, what he was.
Well done.
Nailed it.
Rob Bradford. He was Madford 2 weeks ago at the team.
Madfo.
Now he's Bradford.
Bragfo. Freaking Bragfo.
Awesome.
You see what Bragfo just tweeted, by the way? You see this? Baseball isn't boring. He's caught up with, it looks like he had both Anthony parents on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Was Will there, too, for the interview?
Will, what do you do? You're never on this podcast.
I thought I'd just pop and swing by.
Hey, you need a co-host on the podcast this week? Anything you need there?
Oh,
anything? Hello? Hello.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Right. Excellent.
Chill out, would you?
I was emceeing the Cape Cod League Manager's Brunch.
Sick brag, bro.
Freaking brag, foe.
I do like a brunch.
Oh.
Brunch is good.
For sure.
I think they had an omelet bar, like an omelet station.
Yeah.
They must have.
Yeah.
It's not really brunch unless you have like an omelet station.
Yeah, what would you get? Mount Rushmore.
What would I get?
Mount Rushmore omelet toppings.
Like just like a bunch
sausage,
of cheeses.
Bacon.
Ham.
Yeah, yeah. Cheese. Meat lover.
meat lover's omelet.
You throw some hash in there.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. Meat lover's omelet.
Excellent.
617-779-7937.
Target Store Tonight's Brunch Fro. That's too much. That is too much.
No, I like where your head's at.
No, Bragford was plenty. I need to give any more nicknames.
Yeah, stop trying to top it. You don't have to be. Not everybody has to top my jokes. Let's go 617-779-7937. Let's get to.
I am very proud and pleased.
A little more on the Red Sox. We can circle back to the Stanley Cup final as well. We'll do it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.